Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, following on that last story where the climate activists are calling on oil companies to reduce drilling to save the planet, there is a new study out, basically, and this is actually coming from it's a criticism of the EPA, and the report basically came on out saying that the real villain in global warming is not carbon dioxide, but methane, which is something that I have been saying for years now. And so this report is basically accusing the Environmental Protection Agency of undervaluing the potency of methane as a greenhouse gas. And this was a study out of Stanford University. Now, the reason carbon dioxide was designated the villain of global warming is that CO2 could be blamed on human activity, burning fossil fuels and so forth and so on, justifying taxes and control over our lives for the good of the planet. Now, it's been known all along that methane is a far more potent greenhouse gas, but methane comes from cows, termites, and deep crust microbes, which are life forms far too intelligent to fall for Al Gore's lies. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Paul, from the Great White North. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, how are you tonight?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good, good. I'd like to talk about the jab and the cooties and whatnot.
Okay.
Maybe 8-9 months ago, I was reading or heard somewhere that Congress could be bought for $500 million. So this has really bugged me. So I've looked into it, and you got 533 members in Congress. Let's just call it 500.
Okay.
$500 million puts $1 million in everybody's account.
Yeah.
Would you agree with my math on that?
I would have to whip out my Hewlett-Packard calculator, but it sounds good on the face of it.
Okay, well, wait, there's more.
Okay, please share with us.
You only need 251 to have something pass, so therefore it becomes $2 million. But wait, we have influencers. Let's call it, you got 50 influencers. You're at $4 million. Now, from the reading I have done, the profits on Moderna and Pfizer, I've seen $30 billion. I've seen over $100 billion. I don't know. It's in there somewhere.
Yes.
For $10 billion, you can buy the entire planet.
Yes.
And that's all the governments, and that's all the medical establishment.
Except for the ones with the principles.
Well, where are they?
Dr. Robert Malone.
I agree. There's some,
Confronted the CBC. I mean, that took a lot of courage.
Yeah, the CBC, what a joke. And we got the pickle dick prime minister. That's just a disgrace.
Yes.
It's absolutely unbelievable. And to change topic a little bit, Iran. How do we know Iran never bought nuclear weapons from the Russians when it fell apart?
Well,
they don't need to build them.
Back when Bush was in office and there was this scandal where they outed Valerie Plame, to try and discredit her husband, who had gone over to the Middle East and said, no, there's, you know, Saddam doesn't have nuclear weapons.
They
outed Valerie Plame as an agent for the CIA, and the specific part of the CIA she worked for was the unit that monitored nuclear weapons movements across the globe, and they got, exposed and shut down and limited our ability to know who's got a nuclear weapon. Anything's possible. We know Israel's been selling nuclear weapons. It was exposed.
They
tried to sell one to South Africa.
Yeah. Well, believe me, I'm no fan of Israel. I'm truly no fan of Israel. I have nothing against the Jewish
well,
population.
Well, let me back up here a little bit. I am no fan of Israel's government. I don't have an issue
with
Israel, its people. In fact, being a fan of antiquities, I'd love to visit the place sometime if they weren't going to shoot me when I step off the plane.
Yeah. No, I hear you. There's nothing at all wrong with the Jewish people. There's like a hierarchy. From what I can see, I'm 70 years old, and from what I can see, there's like a hierarchy that seems to run the place.
Yes.
And worldwide. And as an example, you guys are looking for a war right now with Ukraine. Well, that's all weapons manufacturers that are owned by who, you know? And it's all money. Everything always comes back to the money.
Yeah, it's, you know, all wars are bankers' wars.
Exactly. Exactly, my friend. Exactly. Another 4 months ago, and she goes, "Why are you so unhappy?" And I said, "Because everybody's lying about everything. Everybody lies about everything to everybody." And that's just the way this planet has developed. And I would say in the last 40, 50, and perhaps they were lying before I was aware. I don't know. Anyway, my friend,
they,
you have yourself a good...
Yeah, they probably were. I mean, one of the things I began to discover, you know, I didn't intend to become a political activist. It was kind of like shoved on me because of the Vince Foster affair.
Yeah.
As I began to, do some more digging, I began to realize that, yeah, we've been lied to all along. I mean, you know, Kennedy assassination and so forth.
We've been lied to about everything as long as I've been alive. And I suspect it goes way back before that. And governments will say anything to just maintain their pressure, like under my thumb.
You're exactly right.
It's
cheaper
disgrace
to control people with lies than to actually have troops to go on out and point guns at them.
Yeah, or look it up here right now. Like we had that Indian affair, where they were burying the kids out west, and it ends up that there's no bodies there. You know what I'm saying? If you actually look into that with the latest revelations, there was no bodies that they could find. It was all BS.
Yeah.
It's just, what a planet.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway,
probably,
you have yourself a good one.
A big reason why extraterrestrial intelligent civilizations aren't going to visit us. They whiz by and they look down and they say, oh, not worth the trouble. We're not going to get involved in that.
Well, unfortunately, on that topic, we deal in carbon-based life. We don't know. Maybe the light coming out of a light bulb is got life in it. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like there's could be so many forms of life. It's just crazy.
Oh, I agree with you. I think focusing on life as we know it is definitely very limiting. It's sort of species chauvinistic, if you will. There could very well be life on Titan around Saturn. there's no water there, but there's liquid methane. And
we don't know.
In from Saturn and its magnetic fields.
When I was in college, I proposed to the physics teacher, if energy can neither be created nor destroyed, where does the energy goes that runs us? Well, of course, he's stunned. He doesn't know how to answer that. But there could be life forms that are complete energy. We have no idea because we can't even begin to think to see them or communicate. It's just crazy. Anyways, I've thoroughly enjoyed talking with you this evening. You have yourself a good one. I'm going to run. Adios.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You mentioned methane earlier as a greenhouse gas. It's a very powerful greenhouse gas, far more significant than CO2. Even more significant than methane, however, is water vapor.
Yes. But you're not going to convince the public to pay a cloud tax.
No, you won't. Now, the issue with methane is that a lot of the methane that could be a potential problem is tied up in the hydrates and in the permafrost, especially up in Siberia and in Alaska. And as climate warms, then these permafrosts tend to melt, and then they release what? They release methane into the atmosphere.
Yes.
Now, we know from the work that we've done on the geology of the late Permian period that a factor that contributed to the massive extinctions at the end of the Permian was actually the release of a lot of methane from the methane hydrates and clathrates as a result of long-term warming related to volcanic eruptions that had a big impact on climate and also ocean temperatures. So, I think we need to be more concerned about the potential for the release of methane from the hydrates and from the permafrost than obsessing about CO2, which if you get back into the thermodynamics of the system, really it doesn't have the what you would call the clout to push the system to the extent that it does. You just can't get it there.
Mm-hmm.
Water vapor will work, certainly will work,
and
that will happen as the sun itself warms. That will create more air, that will create more evaporation.
Hello, Kelly, are you there? Okay, apparently we lost him. I was noticing on both of those phone calls that we were getting brief interruptions in the call service, so we may have be dealing with a technical issue. Anyway, we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and Kelly was certainly correct about the methane hydrates, which is a big problem. This is a material found in the deep oceans. And oddly enough, you know, occasionally pieces of it will break off and float to the surface of the ocean. And it's white like snow, almost looks like kind of a sherbet, but you can set it on fire. And so methane in the atmosphere is a big problem, but it is offset by the fact that methane in the presence of oxygen decomposes into water vapor and carbon dioxide. Okay, we have more callers on the line. Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wish Kelly was still on, but, you know, it's impossible to have a three-way, I guess, on this show. But I'd like to hear his thoughts.
Actually, Kelly is now back online here. Yeah, can you go ahead and bring Kelly on here? And Bruce, this is Kelly. Kelly, this is Bruce. And Kelly, Bruce apparently had something he wanted to say to you.
This is Bruce from Texas.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good, good. Hey, I enjoy your calls, by the way. I'll get to the topic. What's your opinion on abiogenic petroleum? The theory that oil.
I'm not much on abiogenic petroleum. I mean, if you look at the work that's been done, petroleum deposits, these things characteristically have an organic signature. I really have a hard time relating oil accumulation.
Okay, for some reason, Kelly, your call, you keep. Your connection is bad. It just keeps dropping out there. I would like to wade into this discussion. You know, a lot of people refer to oil and coal as fossil fuels because very often these coal deposits will contain fossils. And basically, coal is just oil that's very dense and solid. But it's really more of a coincidence that the fossils are found in those areas. As I mentioned earlier, methane, which is a precursor to pretty much all the petroleum that we're dealing with, is now known to come from deep crust microbes. So it's not like we're going to run out of dinosaurs. The deep crust microbes are creating new petroleum, and there have been documented cases of oil fields that were shot. We're basically emptied out, and they go back a few years later, and there's more oil to be found there. The problem is that humans are, in fact, burning up the oil faster than those little microbes can replace it, so we do need to be careful there. All righty, okay. We still have Bruce online. Kelly is back again, trying to get past the technical issues here. And Kelly, do you have anything more to add about the origin of petroleum?
Well, the Russians really got deeply into the abiogenic theories of petroleum origination back in beginning in the 30s and on into the 50s and 60s. But it never really worked out because they really couldn't explain the source rock or the oil accumulations that you find in Russia. And Russia has massive oil deposits, or huge oil deposits. Mm-hmm. But if you look at where these things are, they're in basins that have that are endowed with extensive organic material, very old organic material, that has been cooked enough over a period of time to generate the kerogens and whatever else you need to generate the hydrocarbons. So, you know, I think the abiogenic theory is an interesting theory, but I've really not seen anything there to convince me that there's a lot behind it.
Okay.
So that's all I really got to say about it. Yeah,
I agree with you, Kelly.
All right. I'd like to make one comment, though, for the durability of life, you know, and the possibility of life existing under bad circumstances. I do know that bacteria were found to have lived on the moon after being placed there by an Apollo mission. Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not aware of that. I know that there were experiments involving the LDEF facility where they exposed some microbes to the harsh environment of space. I know what you're talking about, the tardigrades. That wasn't Apollo. That was on one of the unmanned landers.
Oh, okay. Well, I used to work, I used to drive a vacuum truck in the Eagle Ford Shale during the fracking boom. And
yeah.
For those who aren't familiar, you know, they inject water into the well, and then they
explode
it.
It's not just water. There's a lot of nasty chemicals in there.
It's a fluid.
Yeah,
and trying to simplify
carcinogenic,
yeah.
Some of it's radioactive.
Exactly. Some of it becomes radioactive by being exposed to uranium deposits.
Bruce, I feel the need to interject here. We actually had a fracking expert on the show a while back who said that these fracking companies actually make deals with other companies that have got toxic waste they don't know what to do with, and the fracking companies are paid to simply take this toxic waste and just, you know, sink it deep into the earth on the belief that it will not percolate back up to the top.
Well, I can believe that.
Yeah.
But we draw the water out of the tanks after the oil is fracked, and the oil tanks fill up with water at first, and so we would take it to a disposal well, you know, draw it out with a vacuum truck, which looks like a tanker with a vacuum pump. And there's a sight glass on the side that shows you how full the tank is getting. Well,
yep.
One day I was pulling water out of a freshly fracked well site, and I saw a shrimp in there swimming like mad in the water.
Okay.
So they got seawater from the Gulf of Mexico. They used that because we would also shuttle water, you know, from the Gulf to the fracking site. It must have went down in the ground, been fracked, been exposed to all that heat, because this water comes out very hot.
Yeah.
It came back up, and it's still alive, and it just blew me away.
Yeah, well, that's kind of an interesting story there. And say again?
Am I still on this call?
Yeah, you're on the call.
Yeah.
Yeah, about the radioactivity. Much of that radioactivity comes from the radium in the subsurface.
Okay.
And of course, radium, of course, is a decay product of uranium, but it comes directly from the radium. In most cases, you can actually look at the gamma and the radioactive profiles of this stuff, and you can peg it right back to the radium. How that shrimp got there, I don't know, but that's probably a good brine shrimp. Might want to put enough of them in there to cook them later on.
Yeah, get the cocktail sauce.
I didn't have a cell phone. Have a cell phone, or else I would have took a video of it. It was in my truck, you know. But last week I mentioned that it was impossible for, Snopes, you know how they are, that Pierre Trudeau was not able to be Fidel Castro's son because, not Pierre, Justin Trudeau, because they were married, and he was born in 1971, and they didn't visit the island of Cuba until 1974.
Well that was an official visit. That was an official visit. There had been a private visit prior to that.
Exactly. It's on winterwatch.net. You got to search for, was Fidel Castro Justin Trudeau's daddy? And so the way the elites are, maybe it just was arranged, you know. This was arranged just like, you know, they groom these people from babies, you know, and it's just kind of hokey. And I predicted that he wouldn't back down. I think he'll be run out of office before he backs off on the mandates and all that, because he's taking orders from up high. Maybe he's compromised too, you know, who knows? I think so.
I don't know. Maybe he went to Jeffrey Epstein's island, but I mean, Trudeau's own brother is out there saying that Justin Trudeau is taking his orders from the globalists.
But both his father and mother were both swingers too. So anyhow, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, I got invited to a swing party once, and I showed up with my clarinet, and they all stared at me for some reason. I have no idea about that. Anything, Bruce, do you have anything else that you want to share with
us? I'm done. Bring
all right,
the next caller.
How about you, Kelly? Anything you want to share?
Oh, nothing else except to say that if you look at a picture of Justin Trudeau, he looks nothing at all like Pierre Trudeau. But if you lay a picture of Fidel Castro
down, anyway, okay.
He looks exactly like Fidel.
Okay, Kelly, we've got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Beep. You, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I got a question. You may have covered this, but I don't know. Today, Glenn Beck said that 40 of SpaceX, their satellites crashed and burned because of a solar storm.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they did. When the solar storms hit, the atmosphere gets roiled up, and it's higher than it normally is, and it can increase drag. And these 40 satellites had not been boosted to their proper altitude just yet, and they were brought down. The same thing actually happened back during Skylab. You know, they were hoping Skylab was going to stay up there long enough to get a booster rocket put on and put it up into a higher orbit. But there was a solar flare. The top of the atmosphere rose, and it slowed Skylab down, and it came down uncontrolled near Australia.
Wow. So it didn't really affect anything, though, losing all these satellites.
Well, I'm sure that SpaceX has got insurance policies regarding the failure of their satellites, and, you know, they'll get them back up there. And, you know, astronomers the world over are very, very upset These satellites are now photobombing some of the photographs they're trying to take out there, and you know they come back with these little lines on them where the satellites pass. But you know, it's progress. I think space-based observatories are going to have to be the wave of the future.
Right. Okay. Well, the other thing I was going to mention too, my son has had a Ford Bronco on order for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they've already offered him the next year. The price is locked in, so he's okay there. But they don't know when they're gonna be able to deliver.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because of the chip shortage, you know.
Yeah.
So okay.
I'm very disappointed. I was so looking forward to having a Hunter Biden signature crack pipe.
So was I. Not that I would use it, of course, but, you know, definitely wanted one for the souvenir shelf.
Nice keepsake. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And getting on back to fracking, it turns out that the current boost in oil prices, it's up to $90 a barrel right now, have made fracking financially attractive. And there is now more drilling activity in the Bakken in North Dakota, the Eagle Ford in Texas, Colorado's DJ Basin, and in Wyoming. Because with the price of oil being where it is, it's now financially attractive. So we'll see what happens with that here. All righty, getting on into speaking of the climate crisis, Nancy Pelosi is out there talking about climate this and climate that, and her financial reports regarding, you know, the disclosures that she has to make to the government shows that she spent $500,000 on private jet travel while crying that climate crisis is an existential threat. So, again, it's just, you know, it's politics. They're going to say whatever they feel is going to get you to vote for them or give them your money or permission to rule you. And they go just go and have fun and do what they want to do here. All righty, we're going to go to Tom in Florida. And, Tom, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. What's on my mind is the last call. This bumbling buffoon wants the crack pipes, what, $30 million he's going to spend on crack pipes to get all these white Americans
and
Afro-Americans?
Well, wasn't the entire $30 million. The $30 million was for a range of programs, one of which was to provide these crack pipes to disadvantaged neighborhoods, you know, to, I guess, boost the profits of the drug lords, you know.
Well, you know, Mike, that's like getting the first Cheech and Chong bong. You know, it'd be worth a lot of money. Actually, the first 100 Cheech and Chong bongs that they signed, Cheech Marin and the other one, they're worth a lot of money. But yeah, last caller said, let's get a Hunter Biden crack pipe signed by Hunter because he likes to do artwork, and he could do some artwork in those pipes, and man, he could sell for big money. You know, and
I imagine it definitely would. You know, and, you know, again, you know, under Biden, insulin prices are soaring, but we're going to give you your crack pipes for free. But again, they have canceled that program now because so many people just thought that was completely outrageous for the U.S. government to be doing.
Well, you know, Mike, I went to CVS and Walgreens, and they ran out on the shelf. They don't have no Ensure, or they have the little bottles, but they don't have the plastic bottles that, you know, Ensure Plus, Ensure. So the shelves are bare in the CVS I went in yesterday. I'm like, even some of these people are commenting, man, they've never seen nothing like it. It's like Cuba. It looks like Cuba. You know, and you go to Cuba, some of the stores down there, they have nothing on the shelves. I mean,
we're starting to see it here. The last time Claire and I did our Walmart run, I was very surprised. I sort of presumed that, you know, Walmart would have a secure supply chain. But, you know, stuff that's locally sourced, there's plenty of that on the shelves. But for other things that are brought in from a long distance, it's not happening.
Yeah, hold on.
Tom,
Mike,
stay on the line. I'm going to bring you back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Show here. We're still talking with Tom in Florida. So, Tom, what's next on your list?
Yeah, Mike. Well, you know, the caller yesterday, he was talking about he's making a lot of money off Biden because of oil. Yeah, Mike, you know, in Cuba, I found out it's 33 pesos per American dollar. That's how much you have. They make per hour. So you make 33 pesos to make $1 over there. So if you talk about inflation, if that's going to end up happening here, this place would be a pandemonium, Mike. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we could wind up like the Weimar Republic, you know, a whole wheelbarrow full of paper notes to get a loaf of bread. Or
exactly.
Zimbabwe, where they had literally $100 trillion paper notes.
Exactly, Mike, in Venezuela and all these other third world countries. But, you know, Mike, the reason I really called your show now, here's what I really want to have your opinion on, Mike. This is the main thing. Here's a congressman in Texas named Ronnie Jackson, who was Donald Trump's doctor 4 years ago, who gave Donald Trump a cognitive test on his brain. The leftist, communist, Bolshevik, Marxist, socialist, Zionist, begged and pleaded with Trump to take the test, or they were going to do everything they could to Congress to impeach him. So Trump took the test, and he blew by it with flying colors. In other words, the guy has like a Mensa brain. And it blew their brains out, these leftist communists. Okay, and listen, a lot of people don't want to talk about this, Mike, but I played a game of golf. And golf is a very hard game, and Donald Trump basically has like a 7-8 handicap. Not many people, not too many people in the world have a handicap, even say, well, okay, say a 12 handicap. If Donald Trump is the president of the United States, having a 12 handicap, even at his age, I think that's very impressive. Now, and you have to be very, very, very good what you're doing in the game of golf to do that. To even have an 18 handicap, a bogey golf handicap, is excellent. Now, Mike, now here's what I want to talk about. Ronnie Jackson is basically begging the Congress, the Republican rhinos and the rats, make Biden take the same exact test that Donald Trump took, Mike. What would this leftist, kosher, communist media do if they find out this guy is not caught, he's not fit to be president right now? We know Kamala
I think they already know it. I mean, they've seen him, you know, during his press conferences just stumbling and, you know, mumbling and just, you know, I mean, long strings of nonsensical stuff coming out of his mouth. I think they already know it, but they're kind of stuck with him. And, you know, their job is to protect the, you know, the presumption of, presidential infallibility.
Exactly, Mike. You know, I watched a speech yesterday. I just flipped through the channels, and I've seen this imbecile as president fumbling and bumbling all over the place, Mike. This guy should not even be close to the White House, let alone in the White House. This is insanity what's happened to this country, Mike. We've been invaded with 2.5 million illegals. The murder rate's off the charts.
Yep.
I mean, Mike, this is utter disaster. And, you know, Mike, let's get back to Biden. Why hasn't he been forced to take that test, Mike, where they basically told Trump, if you don't take that test, you're out of office. So who is behind the curtain? Who are these puppeteer masters, like in The Wizard of Oz, keeping this guy in power, knowing he's a bumbling buffoon, imbecile, and his son's a crackhead? You know, he's had three babies with four different, or what was it, four women. He got all knocked up within like a 10-year period with all these different kids. I mean, Mike, this is absurd. And again, Mike, why isn't the Congress, even the Democrats, proposing that Joe Biden take that test that Donald Trump had to take?
Well, the Democrats are not, but there is a growing coalition of Republicans in Congress who are insisting that, it's time for Biden to take a cognitive test.
He absolutely has to, Mike, or otherwise I think we're going to go into anarchy. I think, because he's got 3 years left, Mike, if this guy does not take that test, and they reveal what's really behind this guy's brain, I think, Mike, we're in total. We're going to get our ass handed to us, Mike, in a war or something. Something's got. And, you know, listen, Mike, did you see the news today on Breitbart about the Chinese throwing in all the pork factories in the United States?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? You're talking a little too fast. I'm having trouble understanding you. What was in Breitbart?
Okay. China. The Chinese companies in China own almost all 90% of all the pork industry in the United States of America.
Yes, I was aware of that. You know, and they've got control of the Panama Canal. The good news is they're building a new wider canal down there, which will see a boom in the size of not just passenger ships, but cargo ships and, unfortunately, military ships.
Well, you know, Mike, what you're saying is true, but I don't know if you ever read the papers of Teddy Roosevelt. And Teddy Roosevelt said, in his paper, Mike, you can check it out, he said that nobody shall ever have control of that canal except the United States of America. No other country should ever try to cease to take the Panama Canal and use it to their in our hemisphere. So basically, Mike, what has had happened here with that? I remember when Nixon went to China; they were all on bicycles, and now look at them—they're world dominant. They got the Panama Canal. They run all our pork factories. Who's kidding who here? And Mike, let's not kid ourselves now, Mike. You brought this up yesterday, and I brought it up. You finished it off. Mike, where's all the fentanyl coming from? Where's the fentanyl coming from, Mike? Who's making it?
We don't know who's making it. I mean, it doesn't take that much to set up a lab to make these chemicals, and there's probably a lot of them down there in Mexico.
Okay, but where's like you say, the chemical? Mike... So, in other words, we want to go to war with Russia, but we had over almost 100,000 American young men and women dying from fentanyl in one year's time.
Yes.
We're not talking about the murder rate. We're talking about people just overdosing on fentanyl and heroin and all these other filthy drugs that they're pouring into our borders. Mike, nobody's
got to hold accountable. I asked the question yesterday, to what extent has drug corruption, affected our government? and that open southern border, I think, is a clue. That idiotic idea of handing out free crack pipes, you know, I think we're looking at a narcocracy here.
Mike, I believe that, you know, I believe right now, and this is my opinion, Mike, you might think I'm crazy for saying this, but Mike, I believe 2 or 3 million white American and Afro-American males that love this country so much and the flag and everything it represents should go to Washington to march and demand that Biden get removed just because of illegal immigration. He has allowed our country. We all got to pay for the American taxpayers. Joe Biden should be right now held for treason. More than any president that's ever sat in that office, he should be held for treason when allowing that, because nobody else would ever have, not even Jimmy Carter, allowed this nonsense to go on.
Okay, we seem to be having another. Okay, yeah, Tom, you're dropping out there, and I think it's at RBN's end because every call has had dropouts on it now. It's Biden took an oath when he was created president, if you will, to faithfully execute the laws of the United States, and he's basically flaunting them left and right, especially, you know, with regard to the border. He and all these sanctuary city mayors and governors are in violation of Title VIII, and Biden is not enforcing the immigration laws, and I think it's actually been suggested in Congress that could form an article of impeachment against him.
Absolutely. And Mike, one more thing and I'll let you go. Mike, your opinion. If Donald Trump were to miraculously come back as president in 24 and he gave an executive order that every illegal that came in under Joe Biden's administration was to be deported back to their country of origin, what would happen, Mike, to this country? What would happen, in your opinion?
I think probably most Americans and the legal immigrants would be absolutely delighted. Hispanics who are here through the proper immigration process are very angry and feeling cheated that they went through that very long, laborious process to get their green card. And now the Democrats are simply opening up the gates and saying, everybody, come on in. We're all going to give you amnesty as long as you vote Democratic.
Well, Mike, you know, one more thing. David Dwight Eisenhower did Operation Wetback. And he sent 1.7 million illegals out of, matter of fact, in 1955, 56, and 57, Eisenhower sent 1.7 million back to Mexico and Central America, mainly Mexico.
Yep.
And
yep.
He did it on Yellowbird school buses. They used the Yellowbird school buses back in there. They had convoys of buses. Yellowbird old buses, they had a Bluebird bus, whatever they were, and they put over 1.7 million illegals on buses in those 3-year period, and they deported them. So they did it already one time, Mike, so they can't do it again, and now it's a lot easier.
Well, Eisenhower only had 1/10 of the border resources that the U.S. government currently has, and
Yes, he got rid of 1.7 million because he knew, and basically he was a Republican, he knew they were going to use these people as future Democratic voters. This is all by design, Zog. This has all been a plot by Zog, Mike, to do this, and it's disgusting. You come here legally. What do these people not understand? The word illegal? When you come here illegally, Mike, you're breaking the law.
Yes.
And you're not supposed to break the law. What do these idiots in Washington not understand? Every one of them, rhinos included, Republicans, all should be booted out of office. And I tell you, Mike, the worst thing that ever happened is they put that idiot George Bush with his crazy brother Jeb in there. That Jeb Bush was an imbecile. And he still is an imbecile to this day. I heard him on South Florida radio. That guy's an idiot. A big time. That guy's a Marxist. I don't care what anybody says about Jeb Bush. I'll tell to his face. He's a lying, conniving. His own son tells on him, Mike. His own son, George Jr. George Jr. points out his father's negligence and his imbecilic ways. So there you go. And that's all I basically got to say today, Mike. But thank you for taking my call. And you got some great callers. And let's keep this off. Let's get some kind of protest on Washington. If we can get two, three million man march, saying we want to stop, then we get every American to say we want to take care of America first, Americans first, last, and always. Mike, I think we get millions of people in Washington. And this time, keep it totally civil, demanding that Biden be removed from office for breaking Title VIII, like you always say. He's breaking federal law.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And Mike in the control room is saying that There are reports about internet problems in and around certain parts of the country, including, unfortunately, near the RBN studios, and that's why we're having problems with voice over IP phone calls dropping out and everything. So something heavy is hitting the internet right now. Anyway, we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Layla, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to affirm the importance of discussing births and the biological parents of certain people like Pierre, Justin Trudeau in our modern age, because it's been practiced for centuries. What it is, it's the global elites arranging for that they can place as puppets certain positions to rule on behalf of the banksters and those who finance the wars. And I think, that's one reason I would suggest that talking about Justin's biological father is not salacious rumor mongering. It is very, very relevant to the political situation globally and in terms of history. Now, I don't want to take up too much time with going over examples, but okay. I think anybody can see it. We all know, for example, the marriage of Queen Victoria to the German Prince Albert.
Yes.
That was how the Saxe-Coburgs came into the British monarchy. But even then, it was the Hanovers before it. And who was it that had all the money in Germany? It was the Zionist Rothschilds who controlled the monarchies and financed all the wars of Europe.
Yep.
So we have to keep in mind that all of these global elites for centuries were ruled by, and the one umbilical cord that tied them all together was whatever currency passed for money at the time. And right now, this latest episode with COVID was a test, in my opinion, it was a test to see how far they could push the public before they would revolt.
They just now found out there because of those Canadian truckers. They found out, and it's not just the Canadians. These convoys are happening all around the world, including down here in the United States. And they may have pushed just a little too far, and they may not be prepared to deal with the backlash.
Yeah, and the idiot Biden, yeah, everybody knows that he's incompetent, but he's not going to be removed because who's going to remove him? All the laws, all the institutions in place are mere pacifiers to try and keep us quiet. And now it's important that we challenge every institution. The laws mean nothing as long as they remain on paper. Who is going to enforce them is the question. The Supreme Court, which institution is going to bring the laws into action and give them the force of will? Even going back, for example, let me go back to the example of Queen Victoria. She was known as the Famine Queen. Do you know that she refused to give any money to the Irish during the potato blight? And when the Sultan, the Muslim Sultan of Ottoman Turkey wanted to give the equivalent of what would be today $2 million to Ireland, her British representative in Istanbul told him he mustn't do that because it would be embarrassing the Queen. So that was the English intention to starve the Irish off their property so that England could take it over. And that is where the word plantation occurred, by the way. Many of those Irish were shipped off to the West Indies to be interbred with the black slaves. A lot of them were picked up from the streets and shipped off to Australia. Women who were single or widowed, their children were taken from them and sent off to Australia or any of the colonies to become the slaves or the servants. So that's why when we talk about hidden parentage of certain people, it's important that we know who they are so that we can begin to tie together the loose threads and recognize what is at the very core of what is happening. And by the way, Mark Carney, the man that I said was former governor of the Bank of Canada and then the Bank of England, is the one who called the truckers traitors of the worst order who had to be punished severely, is now being touted as the replacement for Justin Trudeau.
Oh,
here we have a bankster who's going to become the next leader of the Liberal Party, and Pierre Poilievre is not going to get much of a chance of becoming the prime minister so long as the globalists and all of these corrupt people that go back for generations and centuries still control the reins of power. So I've already said enough. I'll let you go and give someone else a chance to give their opinion. Bye for now.
All right. Thank you very much here. And we're going to go to Mark in Philadelphia. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Michael? Yeah, Michael, this is Miles.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, Miles in Maine. Okay, yeah, we a little bit of confusion. Anyway, Miles, what's on your mind? Oh. Okay, we're going to cancel the break. Okay, we're skipping the break. So, Miles, what's on your mind?
Holy Moses, Michael, a narcocracy. Boy, when you said that, I didn't hit the ground. My goodness, it certainly seems true. But, you know, I just wanted to let you know, those aren't crack pipes that they're passing out. Those are Hunter Biden's latest sculptures.
Well, then they wouldn't be for free, would they? Hello, Miles, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, but we are having a problem with dropouts on our phones here. Apparently, there's some internet issues today. It's those Russians. Those Russians are hacking my radio show.
They do it every time.
Yeah, they do. It's all their fault. Vladimir Putin obviously hates me personally.
Yeah, those Hunter sculptures will probably come with a Brandon 2024 sticker on them. But good call by I enjoyed that with Bruce and Kelly. You know, two of the good callers out of Texas there. Good call, and of course Tom and Layla. But I was going to ask you, Michael, what do you think? If Tom's scenario, you know, what he's saying with the peso and all this kind of stuff, what do you think happens to the mortgages? I just want to get your opinion, because if we're going that direction, what happens to all these mortgages and all the people holding them? I mean, does the bank just pull everything back in? And because if nobody has any money, who's going to buy it?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. And, you know, the more they inflate the money supply, the less the money is actually worth. And inflation is going to hit not only the mortgage holders, but the homeowners paying those mortgages and the renters. Inflation is bad for pretty much everybody except the government, which gets to spend beyond their means.
Well, I think I'm getting at is, what do you think happens to the people holding the mortgages? I mean, the banks, if they take back, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of properties, then what do they do with them? Who's going to buy them? I mean, you think they would come up with something to kind of just let the people say, you know, hey, just hold on to them like they kind of did back in the Great Depression? Or
well, they didn't do it that much in the Great Depression. And we saw, you know, during the mortgage rent and eviction moratorium during COVID, there's a long time cost there. But yeah, the banks, they'll basically bring all these properties back on in, wait for the economy to recover, and just sell them back on those properties back into the population. It's like this giant heartbeat that is always just sucking more and more wealth out of the population.
So all the mortgage holders then will lose out.
Well, no, because they'll have the physical asset.
Okay, I wanted to get your opinion on that because I see it economically. It could go several different ways. I mean, if that goes on, because if they take it from one guy, they can't give it to another guy that's not going to be able to pay him anything either.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess. We're going to be getting into Zimbabwe or Weimar Republic territory with all of this. Anyway, we're getting short on time, and I got a couple
more
callers I want to get to.
One more thing.
Oh, all right, one more thing, real quick.
I'm thinking that, you know, on this gas, you were talking about the gas, you know, potentially running out, but I don't think so, because they've been capping these wells since the 1800s, and they might not be producing them just because simply they can't get the price they want. But I think there's, in this world, there's more than enough oil to go around, And I think Russia's been evidence of that. And we're finding more oil all the time. The thing is, they want to make a certain profit margin so that it's marketable to Wall Street.
Well, you know, the planet is probably full of oil, but there's a thing called the unit cost of extraction. And if it takes a barrel's worth of oil's energy to get a barrel of oil to the surface, then the party is over. The economy of the oil breaks down there. Anyway, listen, Miles, I'm going to let you go here. I'm going to go to Mark in Philadelphia. Hello, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hello. Here we are.
Yes,
here we are.
Yeah.
Okay. I know real quick. So, by the way, Black's Law Dictionary, the definition of freedom in Black's Law Dictionary is locomotion. So the part of the pulse of the engine of the American economy or any economy in the world is how things move. And how are they moved in this country? Primarily, they're moved by rail, big part, but when they get to their final destination, they have to be taken by truck.
Exactly. Truckers are a big part of it.
Truckers are the pulse. They have their finger on the pulse, and they see what's coming. Okay, so shutting them down at the border because they don't have the vaccine, that's part of it. But here's what just announced today, a major trucking line, Swift Knight, which is a conglomeration, they've announced that they're going to be the first trucking company to do the robot thing. You know, the self-driving trucks? Absolutely not. I told you the last time I called that they're going to try to peel the cold, dead hands of the truckers' hands off their steering wheel. We can't let them do it to the truckers because if they do it to the truckers, they're going to affect us all. We got to stand up for these guys here, there, and everywhere. The truckers keep things moving, and we got to support them. So that's all I want to say. So,
well, looking at all the Tesla recalls, I think a self-driving truck, it may probably do very well on the test track, but getting into the real world, I think there are going to be some problems. All right, we're going to go to James in Vancouver. James, real quick, what's on your mind?
Your Honor, I have a legal problem here. My client has been charged with shooting a man 10 times, but the death certificate says he died of COVID. Your Honor, what would be your opinion on that?
Then he's not guilty of the murder.
Right. So we get to go home at 5 o'clock or go to the bar for drinks. Thank you, Your Honor.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, if he died of COVID, then forget about all the bullet holes, and you're off the hook there.
Well, there you go. Well, thanks kindly for taking my call.
All right, you've got it here. And one last tiny bit of news before the end of the program. Senator Hagerty has introduced a new bill. It's called the Snoop Act. And what it is intended to do is cancel reporting to the Internal Revenue Service of all transactions over $600. And that's going to be a really good thing. Again, the surveillance on us all and all things financial and personal has really reached a critical point. Alrighty, we're coming up now on the end of the program. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Jerry Kirk is taking the microphone tonight here. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please go out on social media and post links to republicbroadcasting.org and whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. And frankly, after the PayPal and GoFundMe debacles, What Really Happened could use a little more generosity on your part, and we thank you for your continued support. So have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? it installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.